Day 206, or July the 25th. God knows you individually. Our thoughts today are from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Be comforted, Isaiah tells the people of Israel once again, because they are to be restored. I have everything in hand, is a summary of what God tells Isaiah, so that he can then tell the people to comfort them. Then he gives them a glimpse of his power as he mentions a man called Cyrus, who is yet to be born. He is a man who will help get the temple in Jerusalem rebuilt, but Nebuchadnezzar, who destroys it, is still to be born. Now that's forward planning by God, and yet at the same time he still allows us to choose for ourselves which way we will go each day. What an amazing God! And now, today's action step. Can you remember standing in a group waiting to be chosen by one of the team captains to join their team and wondering if you would be chosen? Then how relieved you were when your name was finally called out and the embarrassment of simply being a reserve was avoided, for another day at least. Well, there will be none of that in the kingdom of heaven, because Isaiah reminds us that we are redeemed and called by name by God himself. Don't you feel good when someone who is famous or has a great reputation calls you by name? It's like the opposite of name-dropping, I think, but can still be very heartwarming. How about when God calls you by name? This is a great reminder that God calls individual people, not crowds. When you feel low, and today may be one of those days, remember that God calls you by name and claims you as his. How can you possibly have low esteem problems when this fact sinks in? Ponder on it when you feel less than up to the job. God called me by name.